In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reading today's Gospel, we realize that we're not as weak as we sometimes think we are. We feel we're weak sometimes. We feel that we have no power of any kind. We feel that Satan just overcomes us, that Satan just conquers us. We feel that we're powerless, we're defenseless, and we're alone. But in actual fact, we're not alone. Our Lord says something very clear. He says that for someone to take over, to plunder a strong man's house, that person must first bind the strong man. That person must first stop that strong man from defending himself. And because of that, we realize that we have a strong man inside us. We have the Spirit of God within us. But we silence God's Spirit. And by silencing God's Spirit, we weaken ourselves. We no longer listen to His voice, and we don't even let Him speak for us. We don't let Him speak on our behalf. We sometimes try to say our own thing, speak in our own way, fight our own battles. Well, we know that against Satan, we can be very, very weak. But with God, with His blessings, with His power, with everything that He gives us, He makes us stronger than Satan can ever be. He makes us stronger because He fights for us. We've often felt lonely. We often felt that nothing can help us. We believe that when we get into a conflict spiritually, we sit back and we're defenseless. And we fall into hopelessness. And we believe what Satan tells us. Because Satan tells us that we're weak. Satan tells us that we have no hope. But this is a lie that he tells us. And this lie is one that is meant to break our confidence. This lie is meant to change our reality, our identity. Why would God create us weak? That would be bad on Him. It would be an indictment of Him. If He gave us His image and His likeness, how could He then make us weak? If we have His image and His likeness, how could we possibly be weaker than Satan, who was thrown out of the kingdom? We can't be. We can't be because we need to know our true being. And that is that God is with us. We're never alone. We often feel that we journey alone, and so we feel weak. We feel like we journey alone, so we have no confidence in anything. But our journey is never alone. Our journey is with God. Our journey is by His side and Him carrying us. Because it is only through that that we're able to continue this journey. In this world, we will find much struggle. And we will have what our Lord says, a many sisters and brothers and friends and support structures and people we see as our strength. And we strengthen ourselves with that. It's who I know. It's what I know. It's how strong I am, how wealthy I am, how prominent I am, how good a job I have, where I live, all of those things. But God shows us that this is not what's important. Because even all of those things do not allow us to stand before Satan. They can allow us not to have debt, or to have a better job, or to have a bigger house, or to be more educated. They allow us to have lots of things, but they do not allow us to overcome Satan. The only thing that does is God's Spirit in us and His power in us. The only thing that allows us is us knowing what we have to fall back on, what we have that strengthens us, and what we have that makes us different. So today, as we read this scripture, we realize that our house is not so easy to break into. If we restrict the Holy Spirit, if we diminish God's power, if we make ourselves weak, then Satan just walks in. But if we allow ourselves to be protected by God, to be defended by Him, then He can never overcome us when He tries to attack us, as Satan always does. He will realize that if he tries, he'll be conquered. He'll fail. He'll be weak. But above all, he will realize that this is not just any house. This is the temple of God. This is the Holy Spirit abiding in it. And the strong man in this house is God Himself, who defends it, protects it, and keeps it for Himself until we are united in His kingdom. And glory be to God forever.